Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Glad you're with me today. I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners that have made the DDP, according to Podbean.com, one of the more sought after podcasts on Podbean. So we're very, very excited that we are able to reach so many people with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, I'd like to go to Acts 12 and talk about a story that has infatuated me for some years. Let me set the context. Herod Agrippa I, the grandson of Herod the Great, is a strict observer of the law, and it made him extremely popular with the Jews. But to maintain the popularity that he has with the Jews, he turns his hand against the early church to kill off some of the first generation apostles. He kills James with the sword in Acts 12:2, and then he turns his attention on one of Christendom's most famous characters, the Apostle Peter. He captures Peter, imprisons him, and intends to have a public execution just after the Easter holiday. Well, Peter is being held in prison under the watch of four, what the Bible calls, quaternions of soldiers, and that's a rotation of 16 soldiers. That's four at a time working on 3-hour shifts. And it's done to keep the soldiers fresh and alert. This fisherman from Galilee must have been quite a threat. Well, on the night before Herod was to have him executed, we find Peter sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, with two more soldiers standing outside the door of the prison house. Now, I want you to think about it. There has to be some kind of confidence in Peter's heart that would allow him to sleep in such a moment of crisis. Now, I know me, and I don't think I would have been as calm as Peter was, knowing that the next day is probably my last day on planet Earth, and yet here's Peter snoring the night away. Well, I think the secret to his calm is not some supernatural talent, but his understanding of the words of Jesus directly into his heart. Remember in Matthew 8, Peter was in the boat the night that a storm raged and the disciples became afraid for their lives. He remembered Jesus being asleep, so peaceful, while the ship rocked back and forth. He probably remembers the moment he wakes Jesus from rest and asks if the Master even cares that he is perishing. He watches as the sky breaks and the waves cease to roar, as Jesus commands the storm to flee. I don't know what rose up in his heart, but I can only imagine that he realized the key to surviving a storm was to learn to live and rest the way Jesus rests. He probably also remembered one of the last things Jesus said to him while he was still on the earth. Following the embarrassing incident in which Peter denies Christ, he decides to leave the ministry and go back to professional fishing. John 21 records the story, only the morning that he goes back, he meets Jesus on the shoreline. When he talks to Jesus, Jesus never mentions Peter's failure, but rather invites him to breakfast and then commissions him once again, just as he had before, to preach the gospel. Now, following this commission, Jesus gives a prophecy of Peter's life and death and says, "Verily, verily, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked wherever you would. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you where you would not." This told Peter he was going to live to be an old man, and then he was going to die a martyr's death. And the incidents of Acts 12 happen less than a decade after Jesus makes that statement. Peter is far from being an old man. Did you realize that most of the disciples were probably less than 18? Peter, being the oldest, was probably in his early 20s, which means that by Acts 12, he might be 30, 35 at the oldest. He's far from being an old man. He's learned to trust the statements of Jesus. And if the Master said he's going to live to be old, then the incident with Herod cannot be the end of his life. He must know that. And with that information, he sleeps the sleep of the redeemed. So take rest in the words of the Lord Jesus today. He says in Matthew 28:20, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Do you believe those words? Well, if you do, then you don't have anything to fear. God's not leaving you. So rest in his goodness and sleep the sleep of the redeemed. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.